Hello, and welcome to Oh No, Ross and Carrie, the show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, claims of the paranormal. No, we take part ourselves.
Yep, when they make the claims, we show up so you don't have to. I'm Carrie Poppy.
And I'm Ross Blotcher. And we are back during Max Fun Drive. Today's Friday, the last official day of Max Fun Drive. And where are we at, Carrie?
We are at 1,704 new upgrading and boosting Oh No, Ross and Carrie listeners.
It's amazing. Thank you so much to everybody who's joined, boosted, or upgraded during the Max Fun Drive. The outpouring of love has been amazing.
1,700 of you came out of the woodwork and said, I'm going to help. I will valiantly come forward on my steed and speak up for Oh No, Ross and Carrie. 1,704 people.
Oh, I was loving the mental image of people just oozing out of the trees, but now they're on steeds. This is so good.
Oh, right. I did mix metaphors. Okay, yeah. I guess what I'm picturing is that our listeners live inside of trees. Oh, maybe they're made of sap. And then they come out at night, and then it drips out of the trees and coalesces into a horseman. And those are our listeners. And 1,700 of them and four came out to support us.
If you are one of those pieces of sap who coalesce into sentient life forms, go to MaximumFun.org/join. You can still get us to our next goal. We've got a new goal because you've all shown up in such an amazing way. And I know today is Friday. If you're listening over the weekend, there's also bonus days. So keep going Saturday and Sunday and support Oh No, Ross and Carrie.
That's right. And if you do,
we already unlocked our 1,500 goal. So that means that you get us pitching a talk to the Conscious Life Expo. And I'm just hoping they accept us and we give this talk. I'm excited.
So Conscious Life Expo is a new age thing we go to every single year. And this time we would be going and trying to give our own talk. We'd be pitching and seeing if we get in. Okay, yeah. But if they get us to 2,000, what will we do?
We are going to, and we said we wanted to do this, but we will definitely go to Texas, to Rice University. There is a special collection there by Whitley Strieber, but also Ann Strieber.
The late Ann Strieber. And their collection is called The Archives of the Impossible. And it's all the people who wrote in about communion, people who had other abduction experiences, all these letters from people for decades to the Striebers.
I'm hoping for lots of drawings of people's aliens that they've seen.
That would be so great. Yeah, I'm stoked. Please make us go to Texas.
And we'll do other fun stuff while we're there. But, you know, you have your travel plans for the year, and maybe you can, maybe you can't. But you can get us to Texas. Make sure that we interact with these archives and tell you all about it.
We'll go to Texas so you don't have to.
So that's MaximumFun.org/join. The days are numbered. Come support. Thank you. Also, tonight.
Yes.
The final day of Max Fun Drive, there's a live show, and guess what? We're going to be in it, both of us.
Oh, no, we're both in it?
Yeah.
I gotta get ready! Just kidding, I knew I was in it.
And guess what? We have an e-meter. We're bringing an e-meter. We're going to read some other Max Fun hosts. It's going to be hilarious. It's going to be fun. You're going to want to be there.
Maybe it's going to be very serious. Maybe we're going to find out really deep shit about them and then use it against them.
I'm thinking now we show up and all of a sudden everyone's super somber. This is actually a very buttoned up affair for Max Fun Drive Live. In which case, yes, we will
do
this.
Yeah, they're like, you guys aren't Scientologists? Well, then this isn't appropriate.
Oh, we are.
You need to go.
We are. We have serious questions. Do you like to read directories and timetables at train stations? That's one of the questions.
Oh, was that one of the questions? How interesting.
One of the original Oxford capacity analysis questions. Something
oh,
like that.
Interesting.
This is going to be starting at 5 p.m. Pacific time. We'll be on a little ways into the show, but start watching at 5 p.m. Pacific.
And listen, this is inside baseball, but I'm told that our estimated time is 6:14. I don't know if it's going to happen. That's the estimated time. So if you're coming from work and you're running, you really just need 6:14. It'll be online as well. So it's at the Elysian Theater here in LA. And then also, if you go to MaximumFun.org, you can find the live feed.
At youtube.com/@MaxFunHQ. That's where you'll find the live show. And we're coming to you today with a fun special advance segment from another amazing Maximum Fun show. I think the longest running Max Fun show, Jordan Jesse Go.
Oh, yeah, that could be right. Probably that or Bullseye. But yeah, our good friends, Jordan and Jesse, their show, which is always a riot. I got to be on it on their live show the other night, and it ended up being a very religiously themed segment. So I thought, oh, our listeners are going to love this. Can we grab this? And they were thrilled to be on the show.
Yeah, yeah. This is hilarious. I was nervous watching along, like, would I get this?
Oh, yeah. There were a couple times I didn't guess out loud and then was right, and then I was mad at myself. Did you feel like you were doing pretty well?
Well, I got to say, I didn't have the visuals at the time. I've now seen the video, but I was just listening, as our listeners will be, so I didn't have the visual prompts to go on. Mm-hmm. It's that thing, if you asked me beforehand, maybe I would have given a different answer, but I felt like I did pretty well. Anyways, it's fun. It's all about people covering secular music as Christians. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
And Carrie is competing against Blair Erskine for the prize.
Oh my God, Blair, if you're listening, I really like you and I should have gotten your phone number or something.
Yeah.
Not that way. Not that way. Or not maybe, that way.
Maybe that way.
Maybe that way. I don't know. It's such a complicated time. Probably not that way. Anyway, enjoy.
This is exciting. We got two more guests coming out to play another religious-themed game. Give it up for a comedy writer whose writing you've seen on Jimmy Kimmel Live and the Oscars, Blair Erskine. And one of the hosts of Max Fun Zone, Ono Ross and Carrie, it's Carrie Poppy.
Hey, friends. How's
Hello.
It going?
Hi.
We are going to play a game that I think you two will be very good at.
Great.
It's called What Are These Religious Goofballs About to Do?
because we were both religious goofballs.
Yeah, you guys were both like youth group kids, or am I getting that right? Am
Absolutely.
I remembering that right?
Absolutely. Yes.
We famously, Blair, one of the first things we ever talked to you about on the show was the teen nightclub JC Pineapples.
JC Pineapples, yeah. The place for kids.
Carrie, did you go to any wholesome teen hangouts when you were a teen?
No, my church didn't have any cutely named nightclubs for Christian kids. So I missed out on JC Pineapples. But I did go to camp a lot, which is kind of like a club.
We went to camp too. Yeah. My church didn't own JC Pineapples. The strong men did. So there's a difference.
Wait, the guys that ripped
the phone books in half.
I didn't remember this part. So I remembered they came up on multiple shows, right? Because they came up with Steve Fernandez too, right?
Yes.
These were Christian guys that did a show at schools, public schools, where for God they tore phone books in half. I didn't know that they owned the nightclub.
They own the nightclub.
Oh my God. Were they in any other industries?
I'm just realizing now they could own the whole town. I don't know. I've got to go back and investigate. I'll let you know.
Do you guys have any like, what were your youth group activities? Did you have any wacky stuff that happened to you?
Jordan, it's so funny you'd ask that.
Yes.
Because I was just telling you backstage that I have funny youth group stories. It's so weird.
It's almost like one of the comedians didn't show up.
Okay, yeah, I have three funny stories, and I'm going to give three log lines and make the audience vote on which of these sounds good. Which funny youth group story do you want to hear? So, log line one. Intern enlists children to help her ask out the pastor. It goes badly. Number two, intern, tells me God killed my friend to teach me a lesson.
Wait, churches? What is this, a financial services firm? What is with the intern?
Oh, because
you've heard of college credit? Well, this is heaven credit. Okay.
Yeah, you know,
you can transfer into a state heaven.
They're
live
like,
with your parents, go to community heaven for a little while.
They're studying to be pastors or whatever. Yeah. Okay. And then number three, friend gets possessed, I help.
Let's hear it for one. Two. Three.
We want to hear three.
Tell that anecdote.
Which one was that? Number three?
I think
that's
possession, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Possession.
I was on the phone with my friend who I had brought into the church, and so I was very invested in his salvation. And just very suddenly, he started talking in a voice like this. And I freaked out and was like, I know what's happening. There's a spirit inside of you. I can help. And I started saying all the sayings from the Bible and doing all the things you're supposed to do.
Wait, hold on. You say that as though we know what those
sayings.
Like, the sayings. I did, of course, the sayings, the possession sayings.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not right, have a demon inside you.
Eating ain't cheating.
A stitch in time saves demons from going inside your body and taking over.
There are no rhymes, but you are supposed to call upon the authority of Jesus and say, you don't own this person, Jesus owns this person. That was the theory.
It's a matter of rank?
Yeah, kind of. Actually, yeah, completely. I tried to do the stuff. It wasn't working. I was convinced that the demon knew secrets about me, which now I realize was my friend knowing secrets about me. But at the time...
You've now debunked enough psychics to know that.
But at
his
the time,
plan was airtight.
Was shocking. How does the demon know my youth pastor's name? How does it know my youth pastor's not here? It's because it was also his youth pastor.
How does the demon know where my friend's mom hides the Oreos?
Anyway, I eventually, and this is crazy, I eventually hung up. And then freaked out, called back. He didn't pick up. And I've talked to him about it since, and he's like, I don't know what happened. All I can say is I wasn't shitting you.
Okay.
No, where is this friend?
Blair, did you ever rip any demons from any human hosts?
No. God damn it. No. My story, I don't have any log lines to give you, but we went to camp too. It was called Friendship Camp. I don't know why. And we went and they selected, like, this was in 2001. It was after Left Behind, the movie with Kirk Cameron. Can't give it up for, okay. And thank you.
Give it up for a man who won't kiss anyone
Bring
other than
out.
His wife on
yeah.
camera, right? Is that a Kirk Cameron thing?
Yeah, that's a lot of people now. He kind of paved the way. Anyway, Left Behind came out and it was it had a big impact on the youth group community. And so at Friendship Camp, they selected a group of kids to pretend to have been taken. And like the rest of us were left behind to like know how it would feel.
Wait, they told you about this first, right?
No.
It wasn't like a trip.
Well, they told the kids who okay. were taken. But then like 12 of us woke up and our friends' clothes were just lying on like their camp beds. And I thought that I was bad. I thought that I had been left behind.
They did a simulated apocalypse?
Yeah.
All of these pastors just need to start escape rooms.
Yeah, that's...
They'll have some place to put
right.
it, and everyone will be okay.
There's Yes, now there's a shortage of youth pastors since escape rooms became hot.
It changed my life.
Well, yeah, seems like you guys know what you're talking about, so we're going to play a game. What are these religious goofballs about to do?
Oh, my God.
Since the dawn of pop music, religious goofballs have been changing the lyrics of secular songs to be about Jesus in a bid to convince the outside world just because we love the Lord doesn't mean we don't know how to have fun. In the 1930s, Ella Fitzgerald's It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing was altered with an abstinence message to become Don't Show Your Thing Till You Give Her a Ring. In the 50s, Good Golly Miss Molly became God Golly Miss Mary. And the 60s saw a deluge of Beatles parodies, including Hey Judas, Here Comes the Sun, spelled S-O-N, and Obla-Di, Obla-God. Times change, but goofballs stay the same. Since the advent of YouTube, the religious community has been uploading their parody songs to inspire strangers and embarrass their families. I'm going to show you a still from a religious parody song on YouTube, and you're going to have to guess what that parody is going to be. These are multiple choice. And since, I don't know how religious y'all are these days, if for some reason you haven't picked up your Bible in a while, you have one lifeline. For one of the questions, you can phone Christ. Matt, can we get Christ on the line?
Sure, one second.
Do we have to still be talking?
So
it's me, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Now, Christ, the Son of God does sound somewhat like our producer, Matt, admittedly.
What are you talking about? I sound like a completely different guy. It's me, Christ.
You sound like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the
Lambs.
Was
she great? No one's ever heard Jesus' voice. This is why I had so many followers.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Christ.
I'll just be hanging out.
Yeah. so they can give Christ a call if one of these are too hard. You know, use your lifelines. There's only 5 of these. So,
okay.
Carrie, why don't we let you go first?
Okay.
Jesse, you want to read these options?
Sure.
This guy is about to do a parody of a hip-hop classic. Is it?
A, Christ rules everything around me. B, OPP, other people's praises. Or C, baby got book. Book referring to the Bible.
Mm.
Talk it out.
Okay. Okay. Baby got book sounds so much like things I heard when I was 15 that I immediately heard that and was like, it's that one. So let me just pause. I think it's that.
Let's see the answer.
Like big bottles and I cannot lie. You Christian brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with a KJV and a bookmark in Proverbs, you get stoked. Got a name engraved so you know this girl is saved.
Shout out to whiteboydj.com, by the way.
Just so y'all know, later in that video, me so horny is changed to me so holy. And
no.
By the way, these are supposed to hurt a little bit. These are supposed to burn a little going down. So
these are fun.
You're welcome.
These guys are fun, guys.
Blair, this one's for you.
Okay.
These guys are about to do a parody of a viral classic. Is it? It's Sunday, Sunday, gotta get down on Sunday. Working Christian style, said like Opa Gangnam style.
Oh, no.
Or do the Bethlehem shake. Talk it out. And remember, you can phone Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Because they're kind of dressed like Psy, right, guys? Yeah. Okay, we're going to go with B, working Christian style.
Let's see the answer.
We are disciples of Christ, and we aren't afraid
Thank
to
you.
Show it. We love Jesus Christ, and we want the world to know it.
Working Christian style.
Christian style. Work. Working Christian style.
Working Christian
How much
style.
Money do you have to pay to use these songs? Can you afford?
I think all of these people lost their houses after uploading these. Sigh, very litigious. Oh, it's 1-1. You guys know your shit.
Yeah.
Jesse, you want to do this next one?
Yeah. This guy, Carrie, is about to do a parody of a country classic.
Kay.
Is it A, Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be heathens? B, Friends in High Places? Or C, Old Town Lord.
God, I love
them all.
And
remember, you can phone Christ.
Oh, that's right. I can phone Christ. You know, I haven't heard from him in so long. Yeah, I'll phone Christ.
Yeah.
Hi, buddy.
It's me, Christ.
I don't know. It sounds to me like Matt.
I know your big day's coming around, Easter. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, I'm pretty psyched. My dad's throwing me a party.
We're
going to search for eggs. And
so you do like a bunny rabbit Easter.
Yeah, that's my best friend. That's why the holiday started the rabbit thing, because everyone knew Jesus' best friend, Mr. Bunny.
Whoa.
Wait.
Okay.
Oh, you're Jesus. Okay,
yeah,
you're not God, you're Jesus.
This is
Well,
Jesus.
Depends who you ask.
Fair.
It does. It depends who you ask.
Yeah. Well, if you ask me. Okay, so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Which of these songs did a young person in a cowboy hat soup up to honor you? Is it Mamas Don't Let Your Baby Grow Up to Be Heathens, Friends in High Places, or Old Town Lord?
Ooh, they're all amazing, amazing songs.
Oh, they're all real. Okay.
But one of them is this guy. And I believe it's C, Old Town Lord.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I was
going to go with Christ on this one,
Carrie? I was going to go B, but I will always go with
Trust
Lord.
In the Lord.
Yeah, I'll go see.
Let's see.
I've got a God who's got my back when the earth is attacking. God's always in action. He's up there in heaven. When I come up short, I remember who's my Lord. I've got my armor on with the Bible as my sword.
Old Town awful. Lord, everyone.
I just want to give a special shout out to that guy for misspelling with in the captions.
A little fun fact.
What's that, Jesus?
I sent that guy to hell.
You were right to do it. You were right to do it. Blair, it's 2-1. Okay. You can tie it up here. These fresh-faced young people are about to do a parody of a modern pop song. Is it All About That Grace, Good As Heaven, or Bringing Praisey Back? Talk it out.
Oh, I was like, what is that a reference? But I remember. Okay. Okay. I'm going to call Christ. Can I call Christ still?
Yeah, or
okay,
Christ.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Christ,
is he not
are
gonna
you
answer?
There?
This is
Oh, hey.
This is like left behind.
Sorry,
all over again.
To be fair,
he's probably off looking for Iffy.
Christ also has stage manager duties.
Yeah. Working double duty over here, yeah, guys.
This happens to me all
manage,
the time.
I gotta be Christ. What's up?
All right, Chris. There are four people on the screen. Yeah. I need to know if they're singing All About That Grace, Good As Heaven, and or Bringing Praisey Back. It's Praisey.
Bringing Praisey Back, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like bring. It's Sex You Back. You remember that one?
Yes,
it's not
I do.
That. I don't. Yeah. Sorry, I'm still trying to get Iffy on the fucking phone.
We hope that guy, he's okay.
That guy's harder to get a hold of than my dad.
Can I call Carrie's demon friend?
Oh, yeah. Matt, can we get a demon on the... I mean, God, can we get a demon on the line?
Yeah, sure. You want a demon friend?
Yeah.
Hey, it's me.
Wow, that's not how I expected demons to sound, Jordan.
Neither.
They do say it's me, though.
Yeah, they do. Demons love to identify themselves.
Hey, you had a question?
I'm not going to repeat the question, demon. I need to
I'll ask Jesus. I'll ask Jesus. 1 second.
Okay.
Okay,
what she said was, it's either A, All About That Grace, B, Good As Heaven, or
just
C, Bringing Praisey Back.
I just want to emphasize our fondness and regard for people of faith. I used to work at a church. I really loved the job. They were cool with me being an atheist. Jesus seemed like a really cool guy.
I am a really cool guy.
We should all follow your example.
You yeah. don't know what pain is.
No, you're right. That's true. Okay. That's true.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Demon, what do you think? I love new voice. I'm a different demon. Uh-huh. And
no.
I think it's A, All About That Grace. Yeah.
I'm going to go with A to get him off the line.
Let's find out.
Grace.
Because you know I'm all about that grace, can't earn it. I'm all about that grace, God made it. About that grace, Holy Spirit. I'm all about that grace.
The neck movement.
I have a question. Yeah. This is a sincere question.
Lot of these rhymed bass with grace, by the way.
Yeah. So all three of you come from a youth group culture that I was not party to in my Episcopalian mm-hmm. gay priest upbringing. Mm-hmm. Is it better or worse when they're good at it? Like, those people were better at it than the other people, but that made me feel more uncomfortable.
Sure.
Oh, you mean the performers?
Yeah.
These are all no-win situations.
Yeah.
I want them to be bad at it.
Yeah. I think I want them to be bad at it.
Guys, amazing, amazing news. This is so dramatic. We have a tie.
Yeah, it's crazy how it so often ends in a tie.
There's a
when
tie.
We forgot to keep score.
There's a tiebreaker question.
Okay. Oh God.
You've both Good. Used your lifeline, so you cannot phone the Lord.
Fuck!
You're going on pure know-how at this point.
Okay.
We're going to read the questions. After Jesse has read the third question, you'll say your name to ring in, and if you get it right, you win the game.
My own name.
Your own name.
Okay.
And yeah. My name is so long.
Okay. Ready.
This guy is about to do a parody of a 90s hit. Is it A, Christ, Christ, Save Me? B, Prayers, Paradise? Or C, smells like Holy Spirit?
Blair. Oh no.
Got ahead of yourself, didn't you?
I'm so sorry. I'm gonna see A.
Let's see the answer.
This is for the win, folks.
Die for sins, yes, Jesus absolved it. Christ, yes. Save me.
She's right, everybody. It's Christ save me.
That's my husband.
Christ save me.
You're so lucky.
Just ask him.
Aww, I want that.
You can have it.
Blair Ushkin is the champion, everybody.
Blair.
Sorry, Carrie.
Blair, in honor of your victory, we've commissioned Rodin to make a sculpture of Christ's best friend. Here's your championship trophy.
Thank you so much. This is haunted.
So deserved.
Guess what, Carrie? As a consolation prize, since you're such a whiny fucking baby, we got you one of these.
It's a giant lollipop.
Let's hear it for Blair and Carrie, folks.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that segment. Super fun. You can catch the rest of it on Jordan Jesse Go sometime soon. We beat them to the punch on the segment. On their
That's
own
true.
Their own show, they let us
fuck
post
you guys. Took your audio. We put it on our show.
But remember, this is the last day of Maximum Fun Drive, and there's also bonus days over the weekend. Please support us. Get us to that 2,000 goal so we can go to Texas and look at the Anne and Whitley Strieber collection at the Archives of the Impossible.
Yes. And listen to Jordan Jesse Go if you never have before. Go over and subscribe. They're the best.
Yeah, now you just realize, like, oh, I should be listening to that show.
Exactly.
You've got a lot of material to catch up on.
Totally. Do you want to always be laughing instead of coming here and being like, oh, I'm laughing 70% of the time, and then 30% of the time I'm kind of bummed out? Well, go over there.
Thank you to everybody, all of you pieces of sap oozing from trees, riding horses, to support us at MaximumFun.org/join.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Tree Men.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.